I should be joined live on the phone now by Dervla Meaney, who is Events Director at White Diamond Events. Good morning, Dervla.
Good morning, how are
you? Good morning. Not bad at all. Not a bad Monday so far. A relatively okay start to the autumn. Now, this morning, Ursula, we're talking about a forthcoming mental health and wellbeing summit. When and where does it take place?
Yeah, so the Mental Health and Wellbeing Summit is in Crow Park this year. We're moving to a bigger venue, and it takes place on the 11th of October, which is during Mental Health Awareness Week. So there'll be a lot of talk that week about mental health. So we always do it that week because it's fourth year now, so it's getting bigger every year.
Wow, and you've moved, you mentioned. Where did it take place last year?
Yeah, the last 3 years, we've had very successful 3 years in the Aviva Stadium since we started it, but it literally is just growing, obviously, such as the appetite for the kind of information that we're delivering at the summit, that we're moving to Crow Park, which is just gives us a bigger space this year. And also, we were asked to move us to the other side of the city, so we said, okay. So we share it around. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's a bigger venue, it's a bigger challenge, but look, I think everybody's looking forward to a very inspirational and informational day.
We're based on the north side as well, and I think it's fair to say that this is the true Dublin.
The true hope.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that in the south side though. Can you tell us how people can get involved and how they can get tickets, and is it open to all?
Yeah, so that's the whole thing about this summer, that it is open to everybody to attend. So the whole thinking behind it is, you know, unless we all get together under one roof for one day, we're never going to really make the impact. So people attend, teachers, students, workplace, we get a lot of HR directors, a lot of CEOs will attend, and of course it's open to the general public. So people come for themselves, they come for their family, their friends, whatever the impact is they're trying to make or the change they're trying to learn about. So the tickets there's a few different categories, from student ticket up to standard ticket, are available on the website, and it's open to everybody, as I said, to attend. Nobody's excluded from mental health, so certainly the summit includes everybody.
Absolutely. Can you tell us about the topics that are on the agenda this year, Dervla?
Yeah, so like, there's obviously mental health is so wide and vast, it's difficult to kind of contain it all into one day. So we try to cover as much as we can, and it's all done in a very positive, relatable, digestible manner for people, that they can, you know, genuinely take back information and implement it into their own roles. So obviously mental health in the workplace is something that is spoken about. Youth mental health obviously is also covered, but we dip into subjects then. We'll do one which is millennials in the workplace. So, you know, the workplace now has to adapt to, you know, young people coming into the workplace and the kind of pressure that they've been under, and vice versa. Young people have to be able to adapt themselves into going into work and learning how to manage and cope with different challenges they'll face. So we do that. We financial stress is one of the things that we wanted to do the last years, but we haven't. And it's something that I think anybody who has been working and been around during the recession will, you know, realize that I think we were all affected one way or another by financial stress and the pressure that can put everybody under. So we're going to do a workshop on that and dealing with it rather than ignoring it. There'll be workshops for family and friends as well. So it's not just, as I was told before, it's not just about the individual who may have a mental health challenge, it's the family and friends as well. Everybody needs to know, everybody needs to learn about managing mental health. So it's all of those kind of topics. There's keynote speaker sessions, there's workshops, and there's an exhibitors space in the middle of it all. So there's everything there, from Pieta House to the Samaritans to yoga therapy to people handing out apples and bananas, because good nutrition is part of it all as well. So it's, yeah, something for everybody, it really is, genuinely.
Now, when I was growing up, Dervla, I knew about health in the sense that I knew what was good for me to eat and what wasn't good, what to drink, what not to drink, not to overdo it, not to be eating snacks before you go to bed, that kind of thing. So I knew about health, but it wasn't until relatively recently that I knew that I had, discovered that I had indeed a thing called mental health. How important are events like this in helping raise awareness about issues involving mental health? Because if I have a sore toe, I go to the doctor to fix my toe. Or if I'm not feeling well, if I have a cold, I might take a remedy or an antibiotic or something to shift it. But when something's not right upstairs, you tend to just leave it be. And that's the wrong thing to do. Is that fair?
Absolutely, that's fair. And it goes back to, you know, what's visible. People will very easily, you know, ask you about how's your arm, if your arm is in a cast, or if you have a cold, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
It's very different when it comes to mental health. And one of the first things I'll say to everybody is that my area of expertise is not mental health. It is event management. So we are facilitators. So I spend my time traveling around the country speaking to experts and personal experience speakers to try and learn as much as I can and to try and help educate others. So I think the importance of this event, and a number of people have said to me, is what it is doing in events like this, it's making it mainstream. It's making it a topic to talk about. You know, when we started this, we weren't sure what to call it. We were going to call it, you know, one thing or another. And somebody said to me, well, if you don't call it mental health, then you're avoiding, you know, the topic, and you're not going to be clear and other people. You have to call it the Mental Health Summit. Because we were told when we start this up, nobody's going to walk through the doors of something called a Mental Health and Wellbeing Summit in Ireland. You know, it's not going to happen. But it did happen. And even in the last 4 years, the difference and the change we have seen in people talking about it all the time and not shying away from it, you know, actively ringing up and asking, saying, look, we really want to learn more. What can we do on the day? Or how can we take more back to our workplace? It's the appetite for this kind of information and education is what I find hugely positive and encouraging. And it is what keeps us doing it every year. You know, this is a huge amount of work. We fund this event ourselves, but every year the feedback we get from people is that it has had a huge positive impact on their lives. And you see the same people coming back each year as well as new people. So it has to be making a difference.
I think it's fantastic. And, I really know, do. Being a bloke, us blokes are absolutely notoriously bad at talking about this kind of stuff. We talk about everything. You know, blokes will talk about the football yesterday and how Dublin were diddled out of it and the players shouldn't have been sent off and all of that kind of thing. And there should have been more injury time or extra time and we should have won and that. But we don't talk about what goes on in our heads. It would be great to see that change. It really would, because you have nothing to lose by talking about what's going on in your head.
Well, this is the thing. And one of the things at the summit, one of our sponsors is the CISC, John CISC Group, Construction Group. And obviously, it's a predominantly male-dominated environment. And one of the other sponsors are Keating, who are also a construction company. And we are just so delighted to have those because of that exact reason. Because to try and get fellas to just talk about it and to you know, not to be ashamed about it, to just be able to say, look, I'm just not feeling well, you know, I just don't know, I need to go and talk to somebody. And it's fine, like, that's okay. And, you know, we have people last year with Joe Schmidt speaking, we had Brent Pope does MC, so we have the alpha male types, you know, represented and speaking openly about it as well. And, you know, I really have seen a difference in that at the summit. And in fact, our attendees, I would say probably 50-50. You know, it's not all women. I would say it's a very good balance of male, female.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Really good sign as well.
That is really good. I mean, I've never had problems talking about it myself, but I know friends of mine who might find it a little bit harder than I do, but you've nothing to lose. You really haven't. And it's great to be able to get it out into the open. If there's been something on your mind for years that's been eating you, talk. Go and talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing, you know, and it does go back to the old saying, something as simple as, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved. You know, and sometimes that's all it is. Sometimes that's literally all it takes. And from talking to people, as I said, over the years, you know, we all know if you're on your own, something manifests itself in your head, gets bigger and bigger. But when you just talk to somebody else about it, no matter how trivial it might seem, it really does help, you know. It really, really does. And like, that's what we do at the summit as well. We just, it's open, it's positive. Like, everybody's just doing their own thing. The Dublin Gospel Choir are performing, so it's all upbeat and positive and motivational. Yeah, I mean, it's not, this is about prevention and cure. This is not, we're not there talking about the problems all day. It's about, you know, what are we all doing? It's people doing it for people and helping each other. And that's what this is about. And we just want this pool to get wider and wider and wider, that the ripple effect of the summit just keeps reaching more people.
And just a reminder, Derv, when and where it takes place.
Yeah. So all of the full schedule and speakers are all on mentalhealthandwellbeingsummit.com. All the tickets and everything is on there. And it takes place in Crow Park on the 11th of October.
And do you Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, social media, that kind of thing?
Yes, all of the above. Yes, definitely. Facebook, there's a Twitter handle, there's an Instagram page. So everything should be there, all on social media. And I know we've posted out about our speakers, and we did the official launch last week in Crow Park with some of our speakers as well. So
it was
a great day. And we've got some really good sporting people again this year. Johnny Murtha's speaking, Oisin McConville speaking. So everybody, people from all walks of life again this year. Celebs and non celebs and parents and teachers, all in the mix, both speaking and attending. So yes, hopefully our numbers will just keep growing.
That sounds fantastic. And the other thing as well is that when you show up to events, they last for the 5 hours, 6 hours, or however long, and they're forgotten about in a couple of days. But if you turn up for this one, it might just change your life.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Well, this is it, and we do put one of the people who attended. She tweeted. And we put it up on our own social media a couple of times, and she did tweet saying, "My life did a complete turnaround after this summit. Everybody should go." And that's one that has stuck with me from the very beginning. If people are saying that, I have no idea what information she picked up on the day, but something obviously helped her hugely, and we get a lot of that kind of information. So, yes, as you say, it definitely is something that hopefully will have a long-term positive impact on people.
Mm. And is there a cost involved, Dervla?
Yeah, there is, unfortunately. I wish there was. I wish
okay.
We had a huge membership that we didn't have to. But yeah, the ticket starts €65.
Okay.
So including that. So, all those, the breakdown, and that's your full day access and lunch and tea and coffee. Everything's included in the ticket price that's there on the website.
Well, great stuff. Derva, the very best of luck with it, and maybe we might get a chance to talk to some of those people involved at a later date. It would be good to do so, I think.
Yeah, great.
Great stuff.
Love to. Absolutely.
Great stuff. Derva, thank you so much for talking to us here in Lifeline this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Take care. Bye. You too. Bye-bye. And I was joined there by Derva Lamini, who is Events Director at White Diamond Events.